Please enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
Your call is very important to us. Please hold, and we will be with you in just a moment. Your call is very important to us. Please hold, and we will be with you in just a moment.
Hey, Vinny.
Your call is very...
Hello.
Hey, Vinny, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Hey.
That's a million times.
I can't complain.
All right.
I got my own issues.
All right. No worries. No worries.
Right. Did you see the email I sent you?
Yeah. Give me a second.
Yeah. We're going different route, you know, because the other way I can never afford to pay.
Say that again?
No. The other way we were going to go with the new machine, can never afford to pay. You know, it's going to be too much on us. So now we found another machine used. The guy offered us some money, so we took the machine from him, but now we needed this other piece of equipment to make it work.
Okay.
So I called Vinny.
Vinny, yeah. Do you mind if I just ask you some questions?
Yeah.
So, and just, you know, no nonsense, no BS. I've been in the stone industry 12 years. I have a lot of existing clients, and I like to be very honest in the way I handle situations. With the machine, were you unhappy? I mean, we tried to reach you a lot. Were you unhappy with the interest rate? Were you unhappy with Penny's price? What was the deal?
No, it will become too high. With the interest rate, it will become too high.
What did you feel was incorrect about the interest rate you were offered?
Well, if it was 38, I says, okay, maybe we'll go to, you know, 46, 47. But then when we did the meeting into it, it would become way more than a 50 and change at the end when you finish up paying it.
Okay. So,
and now, because I got a problem with my credit, I understand, because you're not the only person.
I don't think you have a problem with your credit. I think here's the reality, and I talk to business owners all day long. Business owners have a lot of people who talk in their ear and tell them things, but it's opinions. You ask someone for an opinion, you get 1,000 of them. You ask someone for money, no one answers the phone. But what I want to do is I get paid in units. So whether your loan funds, it doesn't matter the loan size, to be honest with you. If you fund $5,000 with me or $5 million with me,
I know that, yes.
It's the same. No, it's not true. Most people, it's about the loan amount. For me, it's the loan size. It's not the loan size. It's just, does the loan fund or not? But one thing to kind of go over with you is, and I think you just said something to me, which I've got to address because it's not true. You just said that if you finance $38,000, the payback should be like 46, correct?
Well, that's what I figure, between 45 and 46 at the end of, and everything.
Okay, so let me just tell you why that's completely false. Because it doesn't matter what your credit is. Sometimes I've got to address statements. So what that means is, if you finance, now was your equipment that you were financing was $38,500, correct? Just to give you a comparison. All right, so just to give you an idea, if you finance $45,000, if you're paying back $45,000 over 5 years, your payment would be $750 a month, okay? So if that means if you want to, and we'll use $38,500 and pay back $45,000. So what that means is that means that over 5 years, $45,000 minus $38,500, that is $6,500 of interest, okay, over 5 years.
Okay.
So that's over 5 years, not over 1 year. So you would take that number and you divide it by 5. And what that means is that number divided by 5 is $1,300. So what you're telling me is that you expect to borrow $38,500 for a business loan and pay $1,300 of interest per year. And even the customers with 800 credit scores do not get that type of deal. No, because it's. I think what you're used to is a home loan or a car loan, and this is not a home loan or a personal loan. This is a business loan for equipment. I can give you an idea of like what does the best customer qualify for. I can give you an idea of that so you can understand, and hopefully we can build a relationship. So let's just say you have the best credit in the world. The best credit. Your payment, and I quoted you with a down payment. So, the best payment in the world, your payment would be about $847 a month, with two payments due at signing.
$847 a month.
Yeah, even with the best credit. And the program that I quoted you was actually with a little money down, less than that, $828 a month. Did you say you thought your payback was over 50 or over 60?
No, it's probably close to 60.
Okay, so that number is wrong. I don't know who's doing your numbers, but they're wrong. Do you have a calculator in front of you?
No, actually, I'm down the stairs with a guy.
Well, I can give you the numbers because I have nothing to hide. Because I think you're just, people are telling you numbers that aren't true. And my job is to tell you the truth. Your payment that I offered you was $828 a month, okay?
Okay.
$828 a month times 59 is $48,852. Now, you also were putting...
$828 times 59.
That's $48,852, okay? And if you add, you had one payment at $38.50. So if you add that, that gets you to all the payments of $52,702. So I can understand that no one wants to borrow $38,500 and pay back $60 over 5 years. That's a pretty high cost of money. But whoever's running your numbers, they're completely wrong.
They were wrong.
Yeah, they just can't do math.
Okay, you know what? Probably they misled.
And I personally hate it. I hate it when people come to me and say, hey, look, your rates really suck, and then their numbers aren't right. The numbers I sent you, they're in writing. They're on a piece of paperwork. I just gave you the math. And I don't mean to be rude, but
I appreciate it because I don't want to see the company the way it is.
Just so you know, I can't give you a deal where you borrow $38,500 and you pay back $60. That is too expensive of a deal. I'm not allowed to give you that deal. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, of course. Because nobody's going to go for it.
Yeah, they're not going to pay. Yeah. For an equipment loan, that just doesn't work. But just so you have the numbers, your payback, and by the way, the shorter you do it, the shorter you pay back. But the reality is that the only difference here is that you versus someone who has super, super perfect credit, because I think that's one thing you want to figure out, like, hey, if my credit was perfect, so what would someone with perfect credit pay back? Well, 847 times 60 is $50,820, but they wouldn't be putting that other additional down payment. So your company versus a perfect credit customer, it's about $2,000 or $3,000 over 5 years. It's not a big deal.
Not a big deal. No, I know that. All right, you know what? Let me do tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, I have my daughter getting married. I'm gonna see if I can get in touch with my account, and if I can go with the new machine. I'd rather go with the new machine. I really like the old crap, you know.
Well, that's my issue, right? If you want me to, I'll try to get your table. But I've been down this road before. Someone gets a table, it doesn't work. They're pissed off. The reality is, you're not talking about a difference of $400 a month. You're talking a difference of a very small amount. Are you in front of your email by any chance?
I am by email, yes.
Okay. Do you see the agreement I sent you?
Let me check. You know what? I am by the email, but I'm not in my computer.
I'm going to send you an email right now. Can you check it real quick?
Send it under self.
What?
Self. Send it under sales, sales@stonebybincenzo.com.
Sales or self?
Self. Like
S-E-L.
Something?
Oh, sale, sell.
Sell, yeah.
S-E-L-L or S-A-L-E-S?
S-A-L-E-S.
Oh, sales at stone by what?
Stonebybincenzo.com. Stonebybincenzo.com.
S-T-O-N-E or S-T-O-N-E-S?
No, stone, and no S at the end.
StoneByVincenzo.com.
Yes. Yep. This is my generic email because I'm on the computer. My computer, I have on the other side. I'm not even about to put it on.
So, StoneByVincenzo.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me a second.
Yeah. No, I'm glad I talked to you, you know? And then you get in the sense of Pini is so pushy that that you're afraid to do anything.
I don't really care. All I'm telling you is that at the end of the day, I'm not here to push you on buying this equipment. And if you want me to, and I told this to Penny, I said, look, if Vinny doesn't call me back, I can't force him to call me back. But okay. I think you're, and look, the reality is I'd love to give you this loan. If you need some cash, we can do it. But the numbers you have, they're wrong. You're not paying $60,000 back. That's false. Just false.
I see here right now. I've seen it. Okay.
Do you see where it shows your payment?
Yes, I've seen it.
Yeah, no, there it is.
Okay. Now, so the $4,150, is that get deducted from the $40,000 or no?
No, so it's not a down payment. So the way your it's a good question. The way your contract is generated is you have 60 total payments. So that's why it says one at $38.50 and 59 at the remaining. So your first payment is actually 10% of the equipment cost. The reason why it's $3,850 plus a one-time documentation fee of $300.
Okay.
Depending on when you fund, just so you know, like, let's say you, and by the way, these documents, they just need to be faxed to me. I don't even need the originals. But let's say you call me and you say, hey, Ruben, I want to place the order today or tomorrow. Well, tomorrow's the 5th. No, tomorrow's the 4th. So the only other fee you would be charged is you would be charged between, usually the billing cycle is the 1st. So if you did the order tomorrow, today it's already August. So September would be prepaid. And you can we do a recorded phone call with our funding department. Okay. You can ask them any questions you want. But my understanding is September would be prepaid. So that $38.50 would act as your September payment. You would have a smaller payment for the remaining part of August. It's called interim rent. It wouldn't be a payment towards the principal. It would just be the remaining part of August. So since your payment's $8.28 and there's less than 30 days left in the month, your payment for like the partial of August would probably be around $600 and change, maybe like $680 or something. And then your second full payment would be due October 1st and September would be covered.
Okay. I see it right now, everything. Okay. Finance agreement, all that stuff. All right. I'm going to go through my account. I don't know if I can do tomorrow because tomorrow, like I said, my daughter's getting married. We're going to get a marriage certificate, all stuff like that. I'm going to be
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. And this another thing. This another thing why I'm out of money. The stricken wedding is costing me almost $40,000. My son-in-law does have a pot to piss in.
You can't blame me for that, but just so you know,
I'm
Vinny,
myself.
Just so you know,
you made me feel better today.
Look, there's a lot of people in the stone industry who are smart.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who they're not too bright. I'm going to put you in the smart category because you obviously have run a business, you've got some infrastructure, you've got some employees who like you. I have a cash loan approval for you that's still valid. If you want to do...
You see what it's... I do, right now, the company is only open a year and a half. I do not have that much money coming in.
What I'm saying is this. If you need some additional cash, I'm more than happy to do it for you. That's all I'm saying.
So I know that. See, I might do that when I want to go in Brazil.
Brazil.
I cannot do right now. Right now, if I take that money, I will never be able to pay back. Never, never, never. I can tell you that. Because right now, because we knew... We're trying to put our name out there. What are we doing? We give them a very special price to all the kitchen leaders until they get to know us. So little by little, we're trying to give that $5 for more. But now we testing the water, you know. Right now the profit very small, you know.
Oh, I understand, but I'm just offering you. You said you have some cash needs, and just so you know, the way the cash loans work is, I always give you the longest term available because most customers like the longest term. But let's say you came back to me and you say, hey, Ruben, I just want to do 50 grand and I want to do it over like 6 months. What is 50 grand over 6 months going to cost me?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to pay back like 8 grand on that for cash, just so you know.
Okay. So, I'll talk to you.
So I'm here. Give me a holler and hopefully we'll hear from you soon.
I appreciate it. Not a problem. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you. I'm really happy I talked to you, actually.
You're welcome. I'll tell Penny we spoke.
You got it. Thank you.
Bye-bye.